This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 2021 was, well, it was a whole lot of things, but among them is that it apparently was the time to start a new business. The Census Bureau updated us on new business applications last week. And in 2021, there were almost 5.5 million of them, a million more than the now demolished record, which was set, oh, look, in 2020. So despite all the product shortages and raising prices and, oh, yeah, a global pandemic, what was it like to start something new last year? Here's today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name's Aaron Detroit Vesey. I own Detroit Vesey's, and we're in the Arts District downtown in Los Angeles, California. It's a queer-centered cycling cafe, and we serve kind of Midwestern diner food. We've been open since November 28th. It was kind of a magic trick, so I made a Facebook post that I make yearly of, hey, this is a cool building, who wants to help me open up a restaurant? And for whatever reason, this last post kind of clicked with people a lot more, and a good friend of mine stepped forward and offered to be a business partner with me in making it happen. A lot of the cycling spaces on this side of town don't have indoor bike parking, so we have a bike vending machine indoors so people can buy equipment and stuff without having to wait in line while people are ordering food. And it then also makes it accessible to customers who aren't on the bike that just want to come in and grab food and don't care about bikes and it's not their thing. It makes it a nice cross-section for everybody to come in, whether they're on the bike or not. COVID has definitely impacted the business. I think it's more so in starting during the holidays, which is already challenging for most businesses to start, and then add a COVID spike on top of that and making it hard for people to leave their homes and go out and discover new things. So I think that's been the challenge. Dealing with like permitting and the city and all of that and kind of navigating those things. I have less experience in that area, so it was definitely a huge learning curve. We're in the process of working towards a liquor license for the space. Hopefully that will come within the year. We'll find out. We're going to do a lot of drag performances, a lot of like queer-centered events outside of cycling. So there's a bunch of like community-based mutual aid things. I think the thing that I'm most excited about is that I get to offer community to people and a space to just kind of feel safe and accepted regardless of whether or not you're queer or on a bike or any of those things. It's really just a space that like people can come and have comfort instead of trying to kind of do performing around whatever part of the community that they're in.
That was Aaron Detroit Vesey right here in Los Angeles. You know, we cannot do this series without you, for real. So please go to marketplace.org/myeconomy and let us know what is going on with you.